You saw him at MLW Summer of the Beast. He is officially signed with Major League Wrestling, presented the contract in the ring by Cesar Duran after his match against Kushida. He is Diego Hill. Diego, welcome to the show. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How about y'all? Y'all for having me up here.
Doing well. Appreciate you joining us. All right, take us back to MLW Summer of the Beast. What's going through your mind after the match and you see Cesar walk down to the ring with this paper in hand?
You know, at moments where I could say, like, stuff like that happens to you, all I could say was I was speechless because, you know, I never thought in, like, my professional wrestling years, you know, like, I'm going on 5.5 years now. And I expect to have big companies and, you know, like them, like, take eyes at me, give the opportunity, and then just immediately sign me after I, like, give a performance there. And that's one of the reasons why I always tell my students or the people that I'm training now, like, every opportunity you get, you gotta, you know, give it your best, because if you don't, then you never know if you'll get that chance again. And thankfully I was given that chance.
And that was your MLW debut, and you're facing Kushida as well, right? So let's go even further back before the contract signing. Like, what's going through your mind when you get the call that, hey, can you make your MLW debut on this day? By the way, you're facing one of the most legendary junior heavyweights ever.
You know, it's funny though, because they never told me I was going to wrestle Kushida. Like, I figured out just like the same way, like, y'all had figured out when they announced it. But like, my reaction to that was like, holy shit. Like, I'm wrestling a New Japan legend. You know, who's won belts all over the world, traveled all over the world. And, you know, just me having an opportunity to step in there with him, I could say moments like that, yeah, I was in my head. And I was like, oh, I hope I don't mess up or I hope I don't make him mad or anything. But, you know, opportunities like that, I was just mind-blowing. And at that time, I was like, okay, I was in my head a lot. But then once it was showtime, I was like, okay, now it's time to fucking go. It's time to humble myself. It's time to show these motherfuckers I'm TV ready. You know what I mean? And that's what I did.
Well, you just mentioned that you you train people yourself. So tell us a little bit about that and how that experience compares to kind of you learning how to wrestle and receive your own training. How have you kind of translated that into teaching others?
You know, I teach others that the way that I could say I pretty much wasn't teach, because when I first started, I had to learn all of it. And it was just moments where I had to make payments just to get my ass kicked. And we all go through those moments. Of course we do. But, you know, I just try to show my students, like, anything can happen. You know, as long as you put your mind, your heart, and your ability to it. You know what I mean? And with that one, I just pretty much show them, like, how do I explain it? I pretty much show them that, you know, it's okay to be scared. It's okay to say, feel like you can't do this or do that, but at least give me a try, you know? That's my biggest thing of showing my students.
What got you started into wrestling? I don't know how accurate cage match is, but it says you started in 2020. And that would have been still in pandemic. And that time was obviously crazy for everybody. So what kind of pushed you towards wrestling during that time?
It was just one of those moments where I guess I could take it way back. Because true story is, I didn't actually start wrestling in 2020. It was actually either 2018 or 2019. But I was still in training at the time. What really led me into wrestling was, at the time I graduated 2016, was looking for jobs, and, you know, those moments where it's like hard to keep a job, and then moments where you try your best to stay out of trouble and around the folks that you hang around with that gets you in trouble. I was just caught up in those situations at a moment starting at a young age. But, at the time, my older brother, he saw that I was getting into so much trouble and to realize that he was also a professional wrestler. So at this moment in time, it was like, I didn't want to go back to college. I was struggling to find a job. Parents almost pretty much gave up on me because they thought I was just doing nothing after I graduated. And it was just times like those where I was stressed and didn't know what the fuck to do. So he came along with me and daggone, he asked. So, like, I'm giving you a hand, but I need you to do this for me. And I was like, what is it? He was like, I want you to try wrestling. You've been watching wrestling ever since you was a little boy. How about you give it a try? And so then I was like, okay. I thought about it at first. I was like, I don't know. But then again, I was just like, okay, I have nothing else to do with my life. It's like, I got to do something for me to achieve greatness, you know? And as soon as I went there, I gave him the call. And I was like, yeah, I will give it a try. And to realize it's a really, really great athletic sport. Depends on how much you can make it. Like, because wrestling's got all different types of styles, what really made me love it. But when I first started going to the training school the first day, it was like they look at me like I've already done this before because I'm a super athlete. And before, like, I even, like, started wrestling, I grew up doing soccer and basketball. And I can say pretty much soccer was the reason why I had my speed up there. But I guess I could say if it wasn't for my brother, you know, and of course my father and all my other people that are close to me, I would have not been a wrestler, honestly.
But you just said that you watched a little bit of wrestling when you were younger. What's kind of like your earliest memories of professional wrestling, and who would you say is some of your inspirations in the, now that you're in the wrestling game yourself?
I would say what truly inspired me was, I would say when I first watched TNA, and I can say the match that really got me hyped was when I think it was Amazing Red, who had the X Division title, and he wrestled against the Notorious 187 Homicide. And like with those two guys, they pretty much inspired me. Not just because they're also Puerto Rican too. I've got that right with me. But yeah, it just shows that, you know, like they inspire me to show that my peoples can win. You know, wherever we go, we can fucking win. And like we got that heart, that fight, and we just never be scared of any opportunity that goes our way. But even if we did, we gotta not show it.
You challenged for the X Division title against Mustafa Ali, correct? I'm not misremembering. Yes, sir, that, right? I did. All right. So, what was that match like? Working with Ali and, you know, challenging for that title after you just mentioned, kind of that was an inspiration to you.
I mean, it felt like a dream come true because, like I said, I've been wrestling people that I've seen in TV now, and it's like for me to actually felt like I'm pinching myself and be like, holy shit, I'm wrestling Mustafa Ali. It was a great match. Really, really great guy, honestly. I've learned so much from him to a point that it helped me became a better wrestler afterwards. But, you know, the chemistry that we had was great. The moments that we had were great, and you know what really popped me the most is when I didn't expect them to do a promo on me after the match, and it just had me like speechless in tears because it was like I felt like personally, when I felt like this, when you're wrestling one of these big superstars and then they cut a promo after you about it saying that I'm the future or I'm the present, this and that, it just shows that I'm doing my job right. Honestly.
So who are you kind of now that you're officially a part of the MLW roster, who would you like to step in the ring with, or who do you think is kind of on your list to face as far as like bucket list people that you've always wanted to face that's a part of MLW right now?
I would definitely wrestle Quan for sure. The young goat, Myron Reed, of course, if he ever comes back. That's my number one hit list is Myron Reed. And pretty much all the middleweight division that they got so far, especially, what's his name? He's a luchador. I forgot his name, though. But, you know, like we're doing this deal with Mexico. And
life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Kind of Japan now too, so it's like I'm willing to travel around the world. I got my passport, so yeah, anybody can get it. Honestly, anybody can get it.
I have to ask about this sign behind you. How far from North Carolina did you drive to see Bianca Belair?
It's a drive though. It's like she was in New York or she was in Florida.
I don't know. The sign is behind you. It's two. It's yeah. Under. It's there. You go.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, yes.
That's right there. She's a big Bianca fan. But I was like, oh yeah, I believe she drove like I would say 10 hours just to see her.
Oh, wow. I figured it wasn't your sign. I figured it was somebody who.
Yeah.
Who, yeah.
I was like, where did this come from? Like, oh, okay. I forgot to take those down.
I respect the commitment. 10 hours to see Bianca Belair. Yeah, that's a haul there.
Hey, she's a big Bianca fan, honestly. Like all this, she did all this herself, and like she's working on like selling like pictures of Bianca. Like she does like one of those sketch things.
Nice.
Love that. Go ahead, Jeremy.
Oh, I was going to say, sticking on North Carolina, I'm from North Carolina. I moved to Ohio. Don't judge me on that. But North Carolina, Bojangles or Cookout? Only pick one.
Oh. You see, I was saying one thing. Bojangles do got some good-ass chicken, though. Coming from half Puerto Rican, like they got some good-ass chicken. But Cookout, I feel like those are one of like those late night meals. If like anything else is closed and all that. But like, damn, why you had to do that to me? I would say,
only the tough questions here. Only the tough questions.
I would say Cookout, honestly.
More variety on Cookout. More variety, yeah, you know.
More variety of Cookout. Because they open like 20, almost like 24 hours. Yeah. And it's like, you can get it and then just go. With Bojangles, like, only thing I can say with Bojangles is I wish they were just a little faster, honestly. That's my only thing. Because, like, you get it to go, and then you are ready to go, and then you got to sit there and wait, like, 5 to 7 minutes for your food. But I get it. They cook it fresh, but y'all can go a little faster, you know what I'm saying?
so we are in the weeds, so we talk mostly about wrestling, but you said kind of like the Pee Wee Herman secret word when you said your athletic background includes basketball. So what position did you play when you played basketball, and how much do you follow the game today, whether it be college basketball, NBA, who's your teams?
Shoot, because I haven't watched basketball in like years now. But yeah, I started off when I was doing basketball. I think I was 10 or 12 at that point. I was shooting guard, so I was like their three-point shooter. And at the time, I was short, but I was thinking about myself that I could actually dunk. But instead of being about a duck, I just do like a little fancy layup with it. But yeah. But nah, nice. But what made me like get better at basketball was when I was watching Kyrie Irving, LeBron James, Kevin Durant, Dwayne Wade, like Carmelo Anthony, like. I was working on handles. Like, I would even do, like, this trick where it's just, like, I bounce the ball on one hand, then switch it, bounce it on. It was, like, to a point where my coach, he was to have these cones to where we have to dribble all around. But it was, like, we didn't have to go straight. It was, like, okay, the cone's right here and the cone's right there. You got to go freaking around like that.
Yeah.
But if someone fucks up and goes up straight, he'll make us legit do 20 laps around these damn stages. And I was, like, brother. You're killing me here. But yeah, if I'd have said what favorite team that I got right now, it'll probably be Golden State. You know what I'm saying? Because like, I love shooters. I love the three-point shooters. Shout out to Steph. You know what I mean?
Nice.
You mentioned some of the people you might want to wrestle in MLW. Overall goals in MLW and moving forward, maybe even bigger picture in the world of wrestling.
You know, my goal is to pretty much make history there at MLW. Like I say, just not wrestle, not just saying like wrestling the MLW legends or like top stars there, but also becoming like champion, try to be the longest reigning champion. As the case, probably be double champion there, you know, do the impossible over there. I could be the heavyweight champion and then go for the middleweight champion, or be the middleweight champion and boost myself up to go to the heavyweight champion. That's my achievement right there, to make history on every billboard that MOW can put on. Rather be something old, rather be something new, I want to go for it, and I want Diego Hill's name on that shit.
Nice. So you got to wrestle, like we said before, against Kushida, and that was in New York City in Melrose Ballroom, which is a great place for pro wrestling in the New York City area. I'm from New York myself, but like MLW has had, you know, shows in Arena Mexico and places like that. Is there anywhere on your kind of bucket list you would like to wrestle in?
I would always, you know, I've been wrestling in pretty much a good, decent places now. You know, I've been to Mexico, Puerto Rico, California, New York, Jersey, of course, the Carolinas. You know, I always wanted to wrestle in Michigan, Detroit, to see how that is. Got fed from there, you know, the energy right there is always hype over there. So I'm just like, okay, yeah. let's go to Michigan one time. I would love to wrestle in Michigan one time.
We play a game on the show, Diego. It's called Partner Promo Punch in the Face. I'm going to give you three names. Pick one to partner against, or one to partner with, one to promo against, and one to punch in the face, which essentially have a match against, all right?
Okay.
All right. Three names I'm going to give you. Cedric Alexander, AJ Styles, and Amazing Red.
Okay. Oh, damn. Yeah. So I would definitely partner with Amazing Red. And what was the other two?
AJ Styles and Cedric Alexander.
Okay, and what I got to do with those two? It was
promo against one, punch one in the face.
I would say do a promo with AJ. And then, sorry, Cedric, I still love you. Just because you chopped the shit out of me the other day, punching you in the face.
Diego, we appreciate you joining us here. Let everybody know where they can find you at and anything you got upcoming.
This upcoming weekend I will be in Slinington, Pennsylvania, at a show called PPW. Doors are open at 6. You feel free to come out there and see me wrestle, see my style. And then the day after that, I will be in New Jersey for ETU. That's when me and my good old brother in crime, Bojack, are back teaming again. And for y'all to find me on Twitter, or what they call it now, X, I don't know why. But the app's going to change again the next month, I guarantee. But anyways, on Twitter, you can follow me at I'm Diego Hill. Instagram, same thing, at I'm Diego Hill. If you want to see matches of me, of course, I have it on YouTube, and I've also got my little website that'll be on the link in the bio right there. If y'all need shirts, bandanas, hats, or whatever. Oh, yeah, I just started making hats. Hats, snapbacks. Nice. I want to say hats. Snapbacks is the new generation now, I can say. Yeah. But dang, if y'all want hats, I got that too. But I prefer snapbacks. But yeah, that'll be all my social medias. And I also do a weekly gaming streaming on YouTube and TikTok. If y'all can follow me on that, at I'm Diego Hill. My TikTok is actually at Diego. So if you just type in the at and then Diego, it should be up there. And yeah, that's pretty much it. Appreciate y'all's support. Appreciate y'all for still rocking with me. Appreciate y'all for believing in me that I can make it this far. And, you know, thanks to all my fans. I love y'all.
Oh, real quickly, before I let you go, what games are you playing?
I play Splitgate 2, WWE 2K25. Just downloaded Basketball 2K yesterday. And I think it was like a week ago, I gave the AEW game a try. It was actually pretty good. It was better than I thought it was going to be, honestly.
Nice.
Dayo, again, we appreciate you joining us. Good luck with everything in the future. Take care. Enjoy the rest of your week. And, yeah, good luck with everything. Thank you again.
Yeah. Thanks, Diego.
Thanks, man.
Take care, man.